Authorities in Rio de Janeiro are looking for ways to curb a recent rash of bloody attacks by pit boys. Not pit bulls, pit boys. NPR's Martin Costi sent an audio postcard about this surly new breed.
For the past few weeks, Brazilian TV has been obsessed with a series of nasty fights in fancy nightclubs in Rio de Janeiro. At first blush, they seem nothing more than run-of-the-mill punch-ups caused by unremarkable bullies, except that these bullies have a catchy name.
A presença dos chamados pit boys.
Pit boys have been all over the newspapers, too. The recent brawls inspired Luiz Garcia of the newspaper O Globo to write a column laying blame squarely on the shoulders of what he called pit mommies and pit daddies, because he wrote, "No one's born a pit baby." Linguistically, Garcia says he's not sure whom to blame for the whole pit thing.
It comes from the pit bull, the dog. So when these guys that attack people without a reason, which is exactly what the pit bulls are supposedly do, the nickname come on very naturally.
The word is just a couple years old, but it's already part of everyday Brazilian Portuguese. There's an element of class resentment in this, too. Columnist Garcia says some Brazilians see the pit boys as symbols of what he calls the elite's tradition of impunity.
You have this idea that rich people don't go to jail, you know, that is this sort of impression. And out of that, you could get the impression that these pity boys get the same privileged treatment.
The popular outrage peaked recently after an especially bloody fight in a nightclub near Ipanema Beach. The alleged pit boys were quickly released, as usual, but when one of them blew a kiss at a TV camera, a local prosecutor ordered them to be rearrested in hopes of making them spend at least a night in jail. Standing in line a week later to get into the same pricey nightclub, these burly guys say no one actually calls himself a pit boy. Sharing a bottle of whiskey with his friends, Bernardo Costa says the whole thing is just an odious media stereotype. They just grab you and say, "They're pit boys, they're pit boys. Those guys they arrested, they're neighbors of ours. They're not pit boys. They just got into a fight," Costa says. Unfair or not, the word isn't going away. Poor Brazilians have a long tradition of coming up with derisive tags for rich kids. Playboy and Daddy's Boy are common, though this correspondent's favorite is the all-purpose Little Maurice. Brazil's elite may not have to worry much about going to jail, but there's no escaping the nicknames. Martin Costi, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.